a bad decision. Each morning, I'd left my apartment in Brooklyn, taken the subway to Queens, and shuffled down the boardwalk to the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. There, I'd spent the next 12 hours hopping from court to court, occasionally ducking indoors to ask a player a question or refill my water bottle, absorbing as much of the tennis from as close a vantage point as I could. After the matches were over, I'd taken the subway home, stayed up until 5 a.m. tapping out a dispatch, and repeated the cycle. It sounds pathetic to be complaining about the weather when I was not the one swinging a racket on court, but rather the one seated nearby scrawling in a notebook. And it is a bit pathetic, but by the second week, I tired of navigating the sweaty throngs, of lurching awake from a sun-induced micro-nap in the stands. So on this particular evening of September 7, at roughly 8:30 p.m., with one men's quarterfinal still to come, I decided I'd watch from the comfort of my own sofa. That was how I managed to miss out on the match between Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner, and with it, a chance to peer into an ecstatic future. There was Alcaraz, happy eyes sunk deep under a heavy brow, his body twitchy and muscled like a sprinter. There was Sinner, thin and laconic, pale as marble, flame-red curls trapped under a hat. I knew they were good, but hadn't realized they could do this. I streamed the opening rallies on my phone, sitting on the 7 train, and knew in my gut I'd made a dire error. When I got home, I watched them fight until 2:50 a.m., still stabbing words of bafflement into my notebook as the match ended. Besides sleep, what could you do well, or do at all, for 5 hours and 15 minutes? How about the opposite of sleep? Intermittent sprinting in every direction, batting a small projectile at 125 miles per hour, tracking a projectile coming at you at 125 miles per hour, making constant risk-reward calculations, clean emotional resets, energy and pain management decisions. All this was done in solitude. When Alcaraz once looked in desperation to his coach, Juan Carlos Ferrero, after flubbing a pivotal point, he received a chilly half-smile in return. He was then 19 years old, and Sinner was 21. At ages when many people can't be trusted with basic self-preservation, these two produced tennis of the highest caliber. Rallies so charismatic and coruscating that no other pair of players on tour could have replicated them. I saw Alcaraz leap mid-air to swat a shot behind the back, finding a solution where none existed. I saw Sinner strike the hardest backhands in the world, arrive within a single point of victory, and let his chance slip away. Alcaraz prevailed and went on to win the whole Open. Reality got lazy with its metaphors. My pen ran out of ink. I'd gotten it only a month earlier, but it was forced to document every highlight, tactic, scoreline, atmospheric detail and cathartic expletive for these 5 sets, and even then, it caught only a fraction. The pen surrendered its innards and sputtered into retirement. I couldn't blame it. I was tempted to do the same. Close my eyes, cross my arms like a mummy, and rest forever. After witnessing what Alcaraz and Sinner had accomplished in that same time span, I no longer feared the future, just my obsolescence in it. It was a smothering counterexample to anyone fussing about what tennis could even be after the old gods faded away. New gods take their place. Trapped in the heat of that match, I saw only what Alcaraz and Sinner had in common. But in the following months, I came to see just how vividly they diverged. The former ran hot, and the latter lived in permafrost. One craved a crowd, and the other sought privacy. With a racket, Carlos chased sudden novelty, while Jannik aspired to calm regularity. Tennis was a passion for Carlos, and a religion for Jannik, as the writer Owen Lewis put it to me. Like all the richest rivalries before them, each prodigy possessed some virtue absent in the other one. Somehow each one appeared to be the antidote to the other's style of play. I detected more